This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's oil and gas industry is set to face new ozone regulations. CPR Sam Brash reports on the latest move on air pollution by Governor Polis.
Ground-level ozone is a dangerous lung irritant tied to asthma and heart attacks. The governor's announcement comes as the Front Range fails to meet federal standards for the pollutant.
So that's why today I'm announcing the first comprehensive ozone emission reduction program for the oil and gas industry in the United States.
The new plan takes specific aim at nitrogen oxides. State models suggest the oil and gas sector is the largest source of the critical ozone ingredient, producing more than every vehicle along the Front Range combined. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Colorado Republicans are divided about whether to let unaffiliated voters participate in primary elections. The party's new chair, Dave Williams, doesn't like the idea, says CPR's Benta Berkland.
In 2016, Colorado voters approved allowing those who are unaffiliated to participate in the primary process. And Williams thinks only Republicans should choose their party's nominees.
CPR's Benta Berkland. A candidate for Denver mayor is dropping out of the race. Here's Denverite's Kyle Harris.
Cater Cover CEO Kwame Spearman was one of the last to enter and first to drop out of the city's 2023 general election. He ran on a law and order platform, promoted enforcing Denver's urban camping ban, and described himself as a neighborhood mayor. Ballots have already been mailed out, meaning Spearman's name will still appear. Voters have until April 4th to vote. I'm Kyle Harris, Denverite.
We will go to Colorado's high country later in this hour. Steamboat Springs is home to a world-famous ski resort and a smaller hill in the middle of town.
It's one of those little mom-and-pop ski areas that's still mom-and-pop, and it's pretty special.
And on Sundays, the skiing is free. We will hit one of the last ski-free Sundays of the season in Steamboat later this morning. Colorado's mountains have a sunny day. Likewise, across Colorado, sunny skies today and into the weekend. Around Denver, it's highs in the 40s today and tomorrow. This is CPR News.